Matthew chapter 13, and we're reading the last part of chapter 13, verses 44 through 58. Matthew 13, 44 through 58. These are the words of the living and true God. So therefore, you must give your attention to them and not harden your hearts. The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in the field, which a man found and hid again. And from joy over it, he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant and seeking fine pearls. And upon finding one pearl of great value, he went and sold all that he had and bought it. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a dragnet cast into the sea, and gathering fish of every kind, and when it was filled, they drew it up on the beach, and they sat down and gathered the good fish into containers, but the bad they threw away. So it will be at the end of the age. The angels will come forth and take out the wicked from among the righteous, and will throw them into the furnace of fire. In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Have you understood all these things? They said to him, yes. Jesus said it, and therefore every scribe who has become a disciple of the kingdom of heaven is like a head of a household who brings out of his treasure things new and old. When Jesus had finished these parables, he departed from there. He came to his hometown and began teaching them in their synagogue. So they were astonished and said, where did this man get this wisdom and these miraculous powers? It's not this, the carpenter's son, is not his mother called Mary and his brothers James and Joseph and Simon and Judas and his sisters? Are they not all with us? Where then did this man get all these things? And they took offense at him. But Jesus said to them, a prophet is not without honor except in his hometown and in his own household. And he did not do many miracles there because of their unbelief. And that's God's word. So the parables continue from last Lord's Day. Here, first verse 44, the hidden treasure. And this, along with the next parable, verses 45 and 46, of the pearl of great price, often called. They're teaching us, Jesus teaching the disciples, that we are his people, that we as his people must be willing to give all. To quit all if necessary for Christ and his kingdom. Verses 47 through 50, we have the parable of the net cast into the sea. And we're taught again what we heard, should have heard last Lord's Day, when hearing of the parable of the tares, that in the kingdom of God and the church there's a mixture of good and bad, and that will continue until the great separation between them. There's the sheep and the goats. Or the wheat and the chaff. And they will be separated on the judgment day. And so we ought not to expect that in the visible church, everything to be well and fine. There's still sin among us. And then one last parable, verse 52, specifically, of course in that case, the 12 disciples, but it talks about a disciple of the kingdom of heaven, which is all of us here. It is especially applicable to elders, but to all of us, especially fathers or husbands and those in authority over others, to make use of what God has given to you. That in ought to be taught what you have been given in the Word of God. That ought to be taught to others. For those are the treasured things, the Word of God. And the chapter closes with the contempt against Jesus by his own people, or the people that where he was raised, the land of Nazareth. And why are his own people upset about him? Because he was full of wisdom and power. He's different than his brothers and sisters, his mother. And through this they show their unbelief. They didn't treasure the precious things. And so they thought him, as it says, just a man. Where did this man get all these things? And yet he's much more than a man. though truly is a man, he is a man, he is also God. Beloved, we're here taught to seek the precious things, the Lord and His Word. So let us remember the truth of the church now, and that we would find ourselves among the good sheep, or the good fish, the good tares of God's people. Let's pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, we're thankful for Your Word. We thank You that You spoke to, in parables, and that we pray now that You would give us ears to hear. As we've heard those parables, we ask that You would give us understanding and wisdom. And Father, that our faith would grow by Your Holy Spirit working in us. That we would be willing and work and strive after giving up all things for Christ. All the needless things, the wasteful things, the vain things of our lives that we take part in every day, or even in our thoughts, we think about often. We would, if necessary, give them up for Your Son, for His glory, for Your glory. We would give all, spend all, for Your glory. And Father, we know of the struggle that's in the church. There is the good fish and the bad fish. Father, we pray for the bad fish, at least as they are now. We ask that You would send Your Spirit and give them faith to believe the gospel. We know they are among us, not only in our congregation, but in all congregations throughout the world. We're thankful that they are here and they're hearing the Word of God, and yet we pray for them that You would save them from their sins, as You graciously and mercifully saved us from our heinous sins and our own wickedness. We pray also that You would sanctify Your people, for we are a people who continue in sin. We often, as we've heard in the past few weeks, we often have other gods before Your face. And as we'll learn this morning, we often make things to replace You, even in the worship of God. Father, may that not be any of us, that we would turn from that unto You, the living God, who shows covenant mercy to thousands of generations, those who love You. May we be a people who love You above all other things, above all other people, above all other creatures. Father, we're asking this day also that You would help us, help our souls. So we're in times sorrowful, greatly grieved over things of this world, the things that we experience. Lord, remind us of the great hope and comfort we have in Christ and in Your promises. Lord, there's many who are struggling in their bodies still. And we would ask that You would heal them. Pray for Karen and Larry Manneman, those who are constantly going through great struggles in their body, Bob and Marie, and Sharon and Dina and others. Father, we ask that You would heal them, that You would grant them Your mercy, that they would be able to worship with us often and weekly, morning and evening, that their souls would be fed as our souls are fed. Father, we're asking that You would hear our prayers, our petitions, for the sake of Christ, our Savior, who died for us. In this we confess our sins, that we have turned from You. Even this week, even this very morning, we've turned from You. We've grumbled and complained perhaps about even the weather, that you have given for our good. And Father, we ask that we would see your good providence to us every moment of every day and delight in you. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.